Access Nerds. This is Ryan.
This is Brennan.
And this is issue, or episode 26.5, I guess you want to call it. Kind of have, I guess, a two-parter maybe. I don't know how we're going to label it yet. You know, labels, they'll come later. But we wanted to kind of mainly focus on gaming for a little bit. We'll have mainly a gaming extravaganza, I guess you can call it. Because Nick, as you guys know, he's not that much into, video games and stuff like that, and board games and card games and whatnot. But we definitely are. And speaking of which, we just watched the brand new Star Wars Battlefront 2. Gonna come out on November 17th, I think I saw it say. The new video game is coming out. Yeah, it's really cool, and I'm super excited for it. And it looks good. Like they did the first one, and it looked fantastic. Great graphics. And from what I've heard, they're actually gonna be doing a campaign, right?
It's full campaign. Yeah. It's the first one they released for PlayStation 4, it was all the game systems. They did not have campaign. It was a good big complaint. Everybody was complaining about that. They're like, oh, why isn't there more gameplay of just besides multiplayer online? Why can't we do there's some first place, person, campaign, but it was like very minimum. Mm-hmm. And I agree. They needed a campaign. So I'm excited. They actually, it looks like a full story.
Yeah. And it's going to be branching over, at least from what we can tell from the trailer. There may have been more information yet, but I haven't seen it yet because Star Wars Celebration is going on right now. Yep. So there's been panels, there's been all that good stuff, but they released a trailer for it, and it's branching out pretty far because in the trailer, you get to see the Death Star blowing up, you see Darth Maul fighting, and it looked like that whole like scene of Qui-Gon Jinn like fighting him and stuff like that, and Obi-Wan as well. And so they're all fighting. But then at the very end, you actually see Kylo Ren. He's got his lightsaber. So it seems to be maybe like different eras you can probably jump through, versus the original of 4, 5, and 6, and then maybe the prequels of 1, 2, and 3, and then now 6 and 7. I'm sorry, 7 and 8.
Because
you probably won't see 8 because they actually, this movie will well, be, yeah, this game will the, be coming out beforehand.
I heard there is expansions expected, and they are going to be touching an 8.
Okay.
I heard that.
Okay, so the DLC and whatnot. Yes. Okay, yeah. That's cool. And that kind of be expected nowadays with DLC. I have a couple friends who love it. It's really cool for them. They like having, a video game, buying it and playing it for the $60 or whatever they may pay for it at first. And then DLC comes in, and then they like the aspect of, adding more to the game.
Yeah.
But then I have friends who are like, I don't like DLC. It's a waste. Like, why not already produce a complete game when you actually set it out? So it's kind of like hit and miss. I think you, because we've talked about it before, you being a Destiny fan.
Yeah.
You gotta like DLC, because that's Destiny, yeah.
Well, everybody wants additional content. I can't understand people getting mad or angry about, like, oh, why? Why more? Why mm-hmm. you have to pay additional fees? But as game developers, there's a process, and they are, there's a minimum of, like, they have to reach a deadline. And then there's a budget, and then they have to reach the deadline with the company that they're developing for, like EA Games. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, we've done this, but we need more time to finish this, and this. So they add DLCs.
Yeah. Okay. And for me, it makes sense. I'm okay with that. I liked the other aspect of a, complete and finalized game growing up, because playing, oh goodness, I think my first system was probably the original Nintendo, and then went to Sega after that. Yeah. And then, we skipped Super Nintendo, we skipped Dreamcast, we had, PlayStation, we had N64, so probably the timelines are a little bit off, but yeah, and then we had Xbox and PlayStation 2, 360, and PS4 now, PlayStation 3 and 4. So, yeah. I'm used to that kind of, old school way of, it being a finished and complete game, mm-hmm. no DLC. But for instance, Horizon Zero Dawn, I think it's a great, great game, standalone. It was complete. It was finalized. And they're going to have DLC coming later this year to expand out some of the aspects.
Yeah, there's rumors.
Add new content to it, which I'm okay with. I'll probably pay for it. If it looks cool and it looks fun, then yeah, definitely. They haven't officially confirmed it yet. It's all just rumors right now. But they may have been talking about multiplayer, which should be interesting.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. To do some of maybe the hunting grounds and
hunting lodges.
Games. Yeah. to have those with multiplayer. That'd be kind of cool. But I don't think they're going to be adding in, like, you know, you can come over to my world or I can come over to yours and we can just go ahead and open world, do whatever we want. So that would be cool, but I don't know if a DLC could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, there is no multiplayer, I guess we would call that hub or a lounge for them to gather.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think they will have that. They might have some, like, challenges that's multiplayer. But that's about it.
But yeah, so I haven't beat Horizon, unfortunately. I need to. I'm like really close to the end. Did you say you beat it?
I have not beat it yet.
Well, how far are you in it?
I believe I am 56% through. I am 30, level 35.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a little bit higher than me. You said you're 42.
42, somewhere around there, 43 or give or take. Yeah. I found this the T Rex. What's the Thunderjaw? Is it Thunderjaw?
Thunderjaw
yeah.
is the T Rex.
I found the Thunderjaw, and it's like right there by a save point.
Yeah.
And so I was able to kind of farm that for a little bit because I was like, okay, how do I level up a little bit and get some better gear? And I found a thing online that was talking about this is a good spot to farm. And I saw another thing, and it was like the top big number tip of farming in Horizon Zero Dawn. It was like all bold. And okay, I'll check this out. Watched it, and he was like, do not farm in Horizon Zero Dawn. It's not one of those games. It's an action RPG, yes. But like the way the story progresses. Who gave this tip? It was some person on YouTube. Okay. Yeah, just someone on YouTube.
I would say it's worth farming.
Yeah.
Because the purples. The purple, yeah. You want to get those purple, like, to help your gear and your weapons. I think that's worth it.
Yeah. And that's, like, right now, I have all purples because I farm for so much. And I'm, like, level 40-something. And I still have several levels to go before I actually finish the game. But, yeah, he was talking about that because he was, like, the way the story progresses. And, like, if you even do a couple of the side quests, you're going to get the experience. You're going to get the stuff to actually be, you know, at a good level. And he's like, it's going to get to a point where it's not going to be any fun anymore. And it was seemed kind of like a complain fest YouTube video. Because then he started ragging on the power armor, which if you've played Horizon Zero Dawn, you get to a point and you get these little cores. You collect the cores, you go back into this little cave, and you find that there is a super suit of armor. It's all like mechanized. It's like this mech suit almost.
Yeah.
And it's you're pretty much invulnerable on your first couple hits. And then it has a cooldown in which you can take damage. But it's also like full shield. You take damage, and then it's like a 4 or 5 second cooldown. Well, with this game, you're very agile enough. So if you get hit, you start getting, you know, cooldown. You roll over, find a spot to hide, and you're back up, and you're invulnerable again. So a lot of people are like, you know, some people see this is fun. It's made it a lot fun, you know, made more fun for me. And some people are like, you're too overpowered, and it kind of takes the fun away. So for me, I'd like that. Like, that's kind of cool. Like, yeah. It's okay. Like, I can still die. It doesn't just, you know. You don't click on God mode and you can do whatever you want, but you are pretty powerful at that point. But, I love that game. We've talked a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And, I think your big game is Destiny.
Yeah. I'm a huge Destiny fan. I watch a lot of podcasts for Destiny. Okay. I watch maybe 3 podcasts for it.
Okay.
Like Fireteam. And there's one, I think it's Derp, Destiny, whatever, Reset. Players.
Okay, so it's like an acronym or something.
Yeah,
okay.
I got the other one is just like another PlayStation team that says PlayStation Fire Team or okay. PlayStation Destiny or something like that. But yeah, I like listening to podcasts for advice. I'm not necessarily a PvP player. I am more of a PvE, and I like doing the raids. The okay. raids are a lot of fun. I have a team I play with to do raids.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes really frustrating sometimes, but that's the funnest part I find in the game is the raids. Yeah.
I started playing a little bit. I mentioned a little bit on the podcast a while back, and I liked it. It was cool, but like for me, like there were so many great games because I just got a PS4, and that was one of the games because it worked out really well. I had like an Amazon gift card, bought it, and it made a hiccup with, I guess there was like a snowstorm or something. I don't know. But for whatever reason, it got delayed a day, and Amazon Prime is like, here, we're sorry, here's a refund, keep the game. So I got that game, all the expansions, completely for free, which is like $100-something, and I'm like, okay, I can't complain here.
But at the same time, you feel like I don't have to play it, because I got it for free.
yeah, I guess there is that aspect of like, well, I don't really have too much value in it, but I still like it, I still have fun with it. But yeah, just other games that came out back-to-back, and I'm just like hooked on other things. Like I've talked about a lot before, Overwatch, they actually have a new event right now of, I forgot what it's called. It's some kind of event, And Insurrection, I think it's called. And it's really cool. A lot of new skins for a lot of the same players. There's no new characters. But a lot of not only new skins and
they've added three new characters since the
They've had Ana, they've had Sombra, and they've had Orisa. So three new lady characters added since launch, which actually I think the 1 year anniversary is actually next month. So I wonder if they're gonna do any something fun.
There's supposed to be a live thing competition coming up.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
That's all right.
But yeah, so I've been playing that a lot. It's a lot of fun. But Destiny, they're having Destiny 2 coming out.
Yeah.
Because crazy enough, Destiny was actually for PS3. Like, it was that long ago. It was before PS4 even launched. Like, but yet you look at the graphics and you cannot tell that at all. The graphics in PS4 are phenomenal. Like, I forgot it was made for PS3 and Xbox 360. But now they've moved it over to the new games, new consoles.
Yeah.
And it still looks spectacular. So I'm excited to see how it's going to look on these new consoles, because it's going to be amazing. So do they have one trailer out?
A trailer.
Okay. Yeah,
they're supposed to have another one. I guess they're going to have another teaser in May. Okay. I don't know exact date. I just know there's a teaser expected. And then they're going to actually have gameplay shown on Twitch. Through Destiny's.
Very cool.
Yeah, Bungie's going to provide it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff where it's like, they'll team up with IGN, or they'll team up with GameSpot or GameStop or anything with Twitch or whatever, and they'll do a lot more. Like For Honor, they did a lot of that. Like, that's actually one game that kind of snuck up on me. I got it as a gift for my birthday, but it was one game that kind of snuck up on me because in January I heard nothing about this game. Not a peep. And then all of a sudden, February comes up, and everybody's talking about this game, everybody's streaming it, everybody's talking about it. The way they did the advertising and all the promotion for it was mainly by having, celebrities and, what do they call them, influencers, I don't know. But they have, these, famous people playing the game, talking about it, promoting it, saying, hey, check out my stream, it's going to be great, I'm playing For Honor, get a, exclusive test for it. And it got a lot of publicity that way. It was probably relatively cheap versus advertising nowadays, how you normally would. And people get to play video games, so it's cool to see that too. But yeah, unfortunately I didn't get hooked on that one. But Kingdom Hearts is a big one I'm playing right now. They came out with the remaster of 1.5, 2.5, and all these other games that came out for Game Boy and Nintendo DS, I think it was. They had the re-release and remaster all in one disc. It's a lot of fun. I'm playing through that, and I almost have the first one beat, which is pretty cool. One big thing that I was just thinking about for gaming, did you hear about this cross-platform, cross-network, cross-link? I don't know, however you call it. So Rocket League, of all games, they're going to be launching the cross-platform, cross-link. I don't know what the exact name of it is, but Xbox One, PS4 are going to be connected online. And so Rocket League is a game where essentially it's like soccer, but you're in RC cars, you have one ball, and you knock it into the other goal, and you have rockets on the back of your car, and it's kind of like physics based or whatever, so your cars can flip, and you can slow down, and the faster you go, the harder you hit it kind of thing. So I don't know, it seems all right, but again, not my type of game, but a lot of people like it. Like, if you go on Twitch, which is a streaming website and app platform, and you go on Twitch, you can watch people play it, it's typically always within the top five Twitch streams, which is always sorted by the number of viewers and people watching these gameplays. So
it's considered huge. As an e-game, and e-games are really popular. Anyone can join a team based and work together. This e-games is like... it's blowing everything away. Like, I used to play League of Legends a lot.
Yes, yeah, I played Dota 2. It's kind of like the same
thing. Dota 2. They were competitors. And League of Legends was to be the most streamed game for the longest time. And then there's a lot of all these other e-games. It's like sport games, but they're like turned their gameplay into these elements that's like different, like taking soccer and RC and these components and meshing them together.
Yeah.
So they're doing a lot of cross ideas and putting these games together.
Yeah, because I forgot the other one is. There's another game like it, and it's actually just coming up, and it's the same kind of thing. It's like an e-game, e-sports kind of thing, and a lot of people love watching it on stream and Twitch and whatnot.
Yeah.
But so they're going to start off with that. A lot of people are kind of speculating on Call of Duty will be the next one to kind of branch out to that, and like, you know, Grand Theft Auto. I really, really hope that Overwatch, that happens with Overwatch. Because the cool thing is that, like, with you have Xbox and you have PS4 being on the same kind of network, like, if you go into a game, you know, you queue in for a game to, like, start a match, you have to wait for, you know, how many are the players? 20 players total, 18 players, 6 players, whatever the total may be. You have to wait for them to log into the same game as well.
Servers.
And get in line. Yeah, so the servers will be, there'll be so many other people. Because you can have 4 people from Xbox and 8 people from PS4 or vice versa. Doesn't matter, but it's a larger people to add to the lines and add to your group. So, like, you know, playing games will be a lot quicker. You have a lot more people to kind of, you know, team up with. And it's really cool for some of us who have friends that are on Microsoft games only, or have, you know, Xbox versus PS4. Like, I have several friends that are like, oh yeah, I just chose Xbox because all my other friends have an Xbox. So, and that's kind of how it happened for me at PlayStation. Just a lot more games sound more fun, and I have a lot more friends that play PlayStation. So, but I'm excited for it. It's gonna be huge, says gamers, since stinking PS3 came out, and PS2 and Xbox Live. We've been wanting this to kind of have that aspect to be able to game with our friends on different console. And it's finally happening. So it should be this spring, and the game's going to be rolling out. And it's just going to be up to the game developers as the games come out and are created, if they want to. You know, you're not going to be like, you have to make it network link, or you don't have to. It's just going to be their choice. So, but I would think that they would. I don't see why not. Like, there's no choice. There's no point in it. You know, it's not like having it or not having it is going to sway somebody's choice now of choosing Xbox versus PS4. So,
yeah, I think it's going to be a positive thing.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. That was like a huge thing that happened recently. And it's all over the internet. I don't know if IGN has talked about it. I'm sure they have, at least. But I know that they usually wait to find out until they have, like, official press release, and then, you know, it's very, very official. But if you look up, you know, online cross-platform gaming, I'm sure it'll be listed up there with a bunch of different people talking about it. It's happening. So I'm excited for that. The other things I'm excited for, Injustice 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, definitely for me, too.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait. I'm getting on PS4, and I will probably play a lot.
Yeah.
And, it seems really cool. I like how they're releasing the characters. They're kind of doing it one by one.
Or teasers.
Two by two. Yeah, they're kind of decent teasers. Like, they haven't released the full roster, like, you know, sometimes with Mortal Kombat or, what's the other one, Capcom versus Marvel. They usually just, you know, all at once, here's the full roster. And Injustice, the first one, they just did that. They're like, here's a fighting game. Here's all the players you can play as, or characters you can play as. This one, they released a lot of them, the main ones that everyone knows you can play as. But they keep, little by little, showing the new DC characters you can play as. And, I'm excited for it. There's, like, Firestorm. Who else? I think you saw Scarecrow.
Yeah, Scarecrow's in it.
Yeah, and they're doing trailers, which is pretty cool. Like,
Flash. Brainiac is supposedly going to be in it.
Oh, that'd be sweet. He'll be really powerful, too, which is awesome.
Yeah, I like they have this, like, split team aspect to it. Like, the girls, they did this, like, teaser of the bad girls against the good girls, I guess, or the bad guys or whatever type of a tease. Huh. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's like Catra. Is that how you pronounce her name? It's Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Then they had, I can't think of it, Poison Ivy, like, had the bad girls and everything. It was pretty cool. I thought that teaser was neat.
That's pretty cool, yeah. Because I know with, what was it? It was one of the Justice League games? No. It was Marvel Ultimate Alliance. They kind of had that where you can play any character you want. However, if you chose specific teammates, you can actually get a bonus for that. Did you ever play Ultimate Alliance?
No.
It was really fun. It was like a what do you call it? Like, almost like, and not Infinity Gauntlet. Is it Infinity? No, it's not Infinity Gauntlet. No, it's Gauntlet, where you choose a character and you go through the maps. It's a third person view, kind of like Champions of Norrath, Return to Arms, that kind of stuff. Where you
have top down.
Yeah, top down. There we go.
Yeah.
It's that kind of game, and you choose a character and you play as him. You level him up. You choose the points, etc. And which is kind of cool. You can play whoever you want. But if you chose, like, Captain America, Iron Man, Spider-Man, etc., you get an Avengers bonus. If you chose the Fantastic Four, you get a bonus for that. And it's really cool. And so I wonder if they're going to do something like that where, because a team aspect, like you mentioned, like, if they, because you can Do you get to choose, like, with some other fighting games, you choose two players and you can swap between those two characters?
I don't think it's going to be a combo co-op like that, or whatever you call that, duo team.
Okay.
Like Switch. Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. That was really popular, I think, in a, was it 2005?
Yeah, and, it was Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, they did a lot of that back then, but a lot of people are like, it's too confusing. I don't like that. But they are going to be doing something like that. The new Marvel Ultimate that they're releasing that is supposed to have that Switch play. But I don't think they're going to do that with any of the, especially with neither, was it NetherRealm's games?
Okay.
I haven't seen them done anything like that.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I was kind of hoping they would. But they do have customization this time, which is cool. And Justice, the first one that came out years and years ago, I want to say it was like 2010. Maybe 2011. It was a long time ago. You could choose your different skins, and I don't think you can swap too much besides that. But now you can choose different skins. You can have, speculating. You can have, like, you know, New 52 Batman or New 52 Superman or Wonder Woman from the 60s or Batman 66 or whatever. So you can kind of choose different skins. But with that, I think you can also, like, you know, more so customize the characters and how they look and their armor and stuff. And you kind of level up some of their stats and whatnot. So
yeah, they're supposed to have different armors and gear.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see that.
I don't know. I'm wondering if they're going to add, like, special weapons to that as well, because it seems like there's, like, these glowing effects.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's going to, like, add additional, you know, other things that another enemy or a player has, that you take that away and it adds that to that costume. But I'm speculating. I'm just speculating, but it'd be kind of cool if they did do something like that.
That would be awesome. Where it's like, you know, if you have electricity augmentation, you are, you know, then stronger against Superman. Or if you have a water augmentation, you're now, you know, weaker than Aquaman or whatever. So it's like strengths and weaknesses. So it adds that almost kind of like rock, paper, scissors, where it's kind of randomized and weaknesses versus strengths. But yet you can still, like, you know, it's still kind of on the fly where you don't know what your opponent is going to be. So you can kind of, like, you know, kind of just chance it. Or maybe through the campaign, you know, hey, I'm going to fight Superman next, so I want to have my weapon or my my magic suit on or whatever. So I don't know. It's there's a lot of hopes for it. I think this one will turn out a lot better than the last one. I liked it. I liked the first one, but I didn't get hooked. For me, at least, I have to, like, really get hooked on these fighting games, because it's not typically my kind of style. Even though it's DC Comics and it's my number one favorite thing of all time, is DC. We'll see what happens with this one, but it's shaping up really well, and I'm super excited. Like, the first one, they had a lot of environment manipulation, and this one, I think, from what I've seen, you can do even more of that. You throw in vehicles that people are from the background, and, you know, jumping through some of the building where you go off the side of the map, like what I think that started with Dead or Alive. Yeah. You can jump off the map and you can deal more damage to them, etc., etc.
Yeah, I love the environment interactions. Yes,
it's really cool, and it adds that really awesome dynamic to it, where you're like, okay, the background's there, but I don't have to worry about it. I just need to worry about my opponent the entire time. Which, like, no, like, if there's a car driving by, grab it and throw it at him. So yeah, if you time it out.
Well, I like that you hit someone so hard, it knocks him through the wall, and then it runs into, like, a bell or something like that, and the bell falls down on top of him, and boom.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff that they have with that. But yeah, Injustice 2 is a huge game that I'm excited for, and Destiny 2 is another one. I think you mentioned that as well. Like, big time excited for it. But when they say it's coming out.
I believe they said August or September.
Okay.
I forgot the dates.
About fall, give or take.
Yeah, it's around fall time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like September 18th, I think.
Okay. That sounds about right. Yeah, that was a huge one there. I'm trying to think of any other games I'm excited for. I think that's really that. Yeah, it's the two big ones, at least for this year. Because there's not really too much. Like, I mean, of course they're gonna have the Call of Duty ones and whatnot, and those are fun sometimes.
Well, there's games I'm looking forward to, but there has not been a date set. There's one. Okay, I like Horizon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these games that's very similar to Horizon. That's released before that, like Primal. I don't know if you ever played any of the Far Cry Primal or Far Cry series.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the Far Cry people that made Far Cry made one called Primal, and it pretty much is like Horizon, except for you're set in the BC times, fighting. It's more primitive times, and it's first person. And I liked how you do that, and you fight with spears and throw arrows, shoot arrows and stuff, and you also tame animals. Well, you don't get to do as much tame in Horizon, but there's way more taming in Primal. I kind of wish there was more taming in Horizon, but it's kind of similar idea. But there is a game I'm looking forward to, and I wish they would put a date, called Wild. And that's, but I think it's a PlayStation 4 exclusive.
Really?
Yeah. And it looks really cool. Like, you could do a lot of taming and control, but they're doing with, is more with gods. I think they're taking a little, borrowing a little bit of idea of God of War, but it's like you're a shaman or something like that, collecting or something like that, these different god abilities. But there's a really good storyline supposed to go with it. They haven't given away enough on it though. So it's like they're still in the early phases, I believe.
Okay.
But that's a game I'm looking forward to. It's called Wild.
Okay. Yeah, I remember with Far Cry. I like that aspect of the taming. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Primal one, I was looking at it. I was watching some of the streams about it because it's kind of cool. It's like you can wait a week or so and watch the Twitch streams or whatever to see if it's the kind of game you might like.
Yeah, I did that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And I looked, and it looked. Oh my goodness, it looks so amazing. Like, that's huge for me, at least. That's a huge thing. Graphics have to be good, especially if you're trying to make it good. Like, if you're trying to do an art style where it's like 2D art, you know, or pixel art kind of stuff, that's okay. But, like, you know, sometimes it's depending on how it looks and how it plays, I might be interested. But most of the time, like Horizon Zero Dawn, goodness, what's another? Mass Effect, that's a huge one. A graphics, Destiny, huge one for graphics. You know, like, it has to look pristine.
That doesn't make sense, make me pulled in as much. I think a lot of times it's a story, but also mechanics and gameplay.
Okay.
That grabs me to play certain games. I mean, I could play indie games and be happy with it.
Yeah.
A lot of times. And nowadays, don't have the best graphics. It's just, I'm like, oh, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah. So. That's a huge, huge rise.
Primal was fun to me. That's what I love about it. Even, I mean, the had a pretty decent story. Pretty much they remapped it or whatever with the Far Cry stuff and just put a skin over it, kind of. But I thought the gameplay was overall fun, and that's why I enjoyed it so much. Plus, it was the only game they had at the time that had, like, you know, going back in the past, fighting, you know, big mammoths and stuff like that, and tribes. So at the time, there was nothing else that's brand new to do that. So that's why I enjoyed it.
The one thing that I saw, I was hoping for it, and I didn't see it, but I don't know for sure. Can you tame and, like, you know, call or whatever? Can you have, like, a little army of guys, or is it just one creature at a time? Like, if I want, like, 5 badgers, 2 bears, and a hawk all fighting at the
same
time.
There's only one at a time.
Okay.
That was I know on Horizon, you can there's possibilities to have 3, I think. I think both will do 3.
Okay.
Of those, the little ones, I've gotten 3 of those on Horizon. Yeah. But as far as on Primal, it was like one at a time.
Okay. Yeah, that was one thing that I saw, because I was like, oh, that'd be so cool. Because like Fallout, Oblivion, you can kind of do some of that. Not Oblivion, Elder Scrolls, you can do some of that stuff where it's like you can have multiple guys with you on your team, you know, just AI, you know, the computer fighting with you. And it was really cool to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Fallout, no, it was Skyrim. You could actually manipulate it a little bit, not like, you know, actually hack it or have to get into the mods, but you can, like, you know, do certain things, and you can have 3 people at one time on your side, and that was the tops. And one of them was actually a dog that could bite and, you know, fight and stuff like that and whatever, and it was actually immortal because it was a quest, you know, they had it, so the quest characters were actually invulnerable, they could not die, and everybody else can. So if you convince somebody to join your party, eventually if they took too much damage and you didn't heal them, they could die. Well, because it was a quest dog that could talk and speak, you know, English, it was actually invulnerable, which is really cool for that. Yeah, I saw that, and yeah, same kind of thing with Horizon. You can do some of that, but I haven't gotten too much into that because it never works out the way I want it to. Because there's an aspect, what's it called? Corruption. Yeah, you can corrupt the enemies to fight alongside you. Almost, they're really just fighting your enemies around them. So, like, you can't, like, have it to follow you along and go from one side of the map to the other. But if there's a pack of, you know, whatever velociraptor-type creatures or, you know, bear-type creatures, not bears, like horse-type creatures, there's a bunch of different things. But, like, velociraptors, you convince one of them, they'll fight alongside with the other ones just in that area. And it's a cooldown time. But it is cool to have that aspect. But, it usually doesn't work out for me. Like, usually I'm the one that has to do all the fighting. He just, like, stands there. And I'm like, come on, like, I'm taking damage. Help me out here. But I do like that you get to a point. Have you unlocked that where you can call the mount?
I can't call them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I could call it unless I already have.
Okay.
Mount got about the dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I haven't got the pre skill where you actually. Oh, I don't have to even corrupt them or what do you call it?
Overcharge or something. Yeah.
Override or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Override. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You have to override some of them to listen to your commands, but you can only do one at a time.
Yeah.
So it gets kind of complicated. But yeah, you get a skill at one point where you can just like whistle and your guy comes up all the time and he just, if he dies, you can just do it again.
Primal. You do that every time. Once really? You don't even need to get that. Well, you get the skill, but
yeah.
Once you get them, call whatever creature you want.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's what I liked about Primal.
That's a pretty fun thing. Did you have to like? But you did have to tame it first. Like you had to tame a badger.
A whole list of like 20 or so.
Wow.
That you could tame, and once you tame them, you could go on the list, decide. Oh, I want to call this one.
Okay.
To come, but once that's been done, anytime you could.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
But yeah, I was looking, and Mass Effect Andromeda, that's a huge one that's come out recently. I think it was late March it came out. So Destiny, how close is it to Mass Effect? Because it's that same sci-fi kind of aspect, you know, you're shooting guns and whatnot, you're out in space a lot. Have you ever played Mass Effect?
I have never played it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I can't compare them.
Okay, gotcha.
From what I've seen, though, as far as gear, they look very similar.
Yeah.
But as an open world and raids and the RPG element, MMO or whatever, I can't really compare it because Destiny to me, it seems like very massive.
Yeah,
definitely. Big to me. Yeah, I haven't got a chance to play Mass Effect Andromeda or whatever you call it.
Yeah, because it was, I want to say it's the fourth one in the Mass Effect line of the franchise.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's set way, way in the future, I guess, of any of the other Mass Effect games.
But I think it was 50 years.
Really?
That's far, maybe even further than that.
But, so you're on space, and you, I think you get some kind of, like, weapon energy sword thing. But it is a single-player role-playing game where you just choose that. You level up your skills. You choose what you want to, you know, the roles that you want to play. Versus Mass Effect, where it's, you know, you team up with people, and I think a strike party, right? Strike team. Fire strike. Fire team.
Oh, you mean Destiny?
Yeah.
Yeah, Destiny, you have a fire team.
Yeah. And how many people is that? Like six?
Well, you can get three.
Three.
And a fire with a strike, but six for raid.
Raids, okay. Yeah, I was trying to think which one was bigger. But yeah, the raids, so you can get six people through a raid, but Mass Effect, I think, to my knowledge, is only always just one player. So that is that cool aspect of Destiny, to be able to team up with more people and, you know, go against these big bad creatures and
I think there's PvP in Mass Effect, though.
Really?
Okay. I believe there is. I think I've seen a couple Twitch streams that they have a couple PvP battles.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know. That's pretty cool.
I've watched a couple streaming. It looks pretty decent. It was on my list, actually, to check out. I do want to check out someday. But right now, Destiny's just like takes up the time. I get all the DLCs when they come out, and they're doing the Age of Triumph, and I'm still like working on getting my books filled up on that. Yeah, it's gonna be a long time to get to all this because I finished the book, my books with my Hunter page and my Titan. I just need to work on my Warlock, and I still gotta get more of those raids done. There's another raid coming up, the War Machines raid's coming up. I think it's this coming week.
Really?
So, I got.
So, what are these books that you're talking about?
They have this new book that they added just within the past 3 weeks called Age of Triumph.
Mm-hmm.
And they have different pages. And you finish those pages, you get an emblem.
Okay.
And there's a percentage of progress in the books and the pages. And once you finish those, you add another. Like, right now, I'm close to being rank six in the book.
Nice.
Age of Triumph. Which will get another new emblem. It's like one of the really cool looking emblems. It has like the three symbols to symbolize all the three times eras of Destiny that's been out. So that'd be nice to get that completed and have that because it's like, it's kind of a show off, like, look at me, I have this emblem type of thing. None of Destiny is showing off. I feel like you're like, you have this cool looking gear, you have this cool looking weapon, look at me, I've gotten this far. I played, I have been dedicated, so that's, it's like you're being rewarded. And if you ever play, you see other players are just joining, you kind of like kind of showing off. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I've even the dance moves, you even have like these dance moves, these emotes and everything kind of like make them look cool.
Yeah. I noticed that. Cause when I play a little bit, cause I joined, oh, it was super late in the game because it was last December, January or so. Yeah, this
I think you got it around January because it was a Christmas
present. Yeah, it was still a Christmas event going on at the time. So it was early January at that. And, there was a lot of people who looked so much cooler than I did. I'm like, man, that's so awesome. So hopefully with Destiny 2, because I was talking with another friend of mine who plays a lot, and he was talking about that, and it's just like, you know, it'd be so cool to come in at the ground floor and be able to have, you know, that equal playing field with everybody. We're all leveling up at one time, you know, versus coming across somebody who's like at a level that I will never be at because he's played much, much longer than I have. So yeah, it's gonna be cool to kind of start off at launch and be able to play from then on. So I'm excited for Destiny 2 as well. So
yeah,
it's a huge thing. Gaming as well. I know we're both not big fans of it, but one of the games I was looking up, because I was looking up top games of 2017, and of course, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, for Nintendo Switch, also the Wii U, but no one ever talks about it with the Wii U. It's always with the Switch, because the Switch came out, we mentioned it a little bit before on this podcast, early March, I think it was like March 4th or something like that, and we were talking a little bit earlier, and I'm not probably, at this point, I do not plan on getting a Nintendo Switch in 2017 at all.
Yeah, like, me neither.
It's kind of a bummer how they did it. Like, they have Breath of the Wild, and I think a Mario game, and they might be having a few games here and there coming out. They have a few other ones, but like...
Not till December.
Yeah, they launched, I think, like 5 or 6.
They launched way too early.
Yeah. Like, most of them seem like mini games for, like, actual games. Like, there was one that was literally just a bunch of mini games. What's it called? Switch, 1-2 Switch.
1-2-3, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And so you and somebody else, you always have to play with, an opponent. They're with you, physically, right next to you. And you do these mini games where, like, you're, like, you know, Wild Wild West, you know, old shooters, and you're, like, draw, that kind of thing.
Boxing, I think.
Yeah, boxing, I think there's one. There's one that you're milking a cow. So I don't get it. It's so weird. I don't understand what they were thinking. But different cultures, I guess. Because in Japan, it's probably a huge hit. Versus here in America, where we're like, no thanks. We do that a lot. Or we don't do that. And we don't want to do that.
Okay, I have to talk about the commercial. Have you seen the commercial they showed to present
for the
Switch?
I think so. Which one are you talking about?
Okay, it's basically all these kids. They're pretty much like your... millennials.
Yeah.
And they get, like, they're about to have a party.
Okay.
Okay? And they're getting, like, together, and they're showing, like, you know, I'm bringing this over and everything. Yeah. I don't care if you don't care. I'm bringing it still.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that attitude towards it. But they're cool. You know, they're there. They're, you know, it's a party. They're grilling out on top of a roof. On top of a roof, of course.
Yeah.
That's where everyone's going to be when they have their Switch. We are going to be on top of the roof in downtown in a city environment when we have a Switch.
Yes.
And
the prime spot.
Everybody's going to love it. We don't care if anybody else is that they're doing their thing, but we're going to go invade the living room and, you know, have fun with the Switch. It has to be a grill out. We have to have a grill out when we play the Switch. That's what I'm like, what is going on in this commercial? I'm like, is this the target audience?
If I have a handheld portable gaming system that's over $300, I have to bring it near fire. That's yes. Where I want it. I want it near fire. That's the best place. Yeah, it's very, I don't know. We'll see how it turns out later this year. But there is no talks, no rumors, no nothing confirmed at the slightest of anything of like a Super Smash Brothers, because that would be the only thing that makes me buy it sooner, because like I want multiplayer like online, like I want in case my friend in Florida or my friend in Virginia.
That was the big question people are asking: is how is this going to handle the multiplayer?
Yeah,
yep, that's a big
like,
question.
You know, for instance, like if you get one, you're in Ohio, I'm in Indiana. Like, I'm not gonna drive. You're not gonna drive 3 hours to play a video game together. For the Nintendo Switch. Like, if it's something different, who knows? Like, if it's, like, a Destiny 2, maybe we'll work something out, because that'd be cool. But Nintendo Switch, no. Like, so, but, and again, I'm not the target audience, which is,
I mean, I was just thinking the same thing.
admit to that right now. Like, I like Zelda. It's cool. But for me, like, that's not, you know, growing up, I played a couple of games and it wasn't even the main games. So, yeah, for me, I liked more in-depth, role-playing games. Because with Zelda, you get different gear and you can upgrade your shield and your armor and all the good stuff. But, like, I wanted very in-depth. I wanted to change on my armor. I wanted, you know, fire resistance, armor. I wanted strength, you know, boosting shields and boots. You know, like Oblivion, like Skyrim, Champions of Norrath, Return to Arms, that kind of stuff. I wanted, you know, very in-depth role-playing where, like, I level up, I want to increase my skills, which I do not think you saw that at all at Zelda. Yeah. So, I mean, there is that puzzle aspect. There was a lot of the, like, a friend of mine was, he's a huge fan of it. He literally bought it the day it came out. He pre-ordered it literally 2 hours after they released the availability to pre-order it. He got it the day it came out. He's super excited about it. He's been playing all the time, but he was stuck on this part in Zelda because it was like some kind of puzzle thing. And some of them I like Tomb Raider, I like the newer Tomb Raider ones. And that kind of has that aspect of you're not really, like, there's some upgrades to like guns and then you can swap out arrows and stuff like that. But, you know, you don't really upgrade as much as you would like Horizon Zero Dawn or even like Skyrim or nothing like that, like Destiny. You don't have that in-depth, like, skill tree like you would, like, in Final Fantasy. It's another one I love. Those are my kind of games. It was, like, really in-depth role-playing games. And for Zelda, that didn't hook me too much. It looks really cool. I'll give them that, at least. It looks really cool. I like the design. The art is fantastic.
Yeah, for what I've seen, I saw people at work, my job, bringing in. Mm-hmm. Considerably, the resolution for it looks really good. Yeah. I haven't seen it on a big screen, however.
Okay.
I haven't seen it on, like, a big, you know, flat screen. I've seen it on, like, a monitor size at the computer.
Yeah.
But as far as they sell, it doesn't, considering it is very stylized, mm-hmm. It looks good, I was told, for it to be on the big screen.
Okay. Yeah, it seems, from what I've heard, like, yeah, the Switch, huh? I'll go with the pun. The Switch between handheld or putting it on a big screen with the dock that they have, it's pretty seamless from what I've heard, which is cool. Like, it's not like, okay, I have it in my hand, I'm playing a game, hit pause, put it in the dock to, you know, actually play it on the big screen, wait a few seconds, it loads, it buffers, and then finally there. From what I heard, it's literally drop it in the dock, and boom, you can start playing, like, almost instant, which is pretty cool. But some of the specs, like, I mean, it's gonna happen, because you have a gaming handheld device that you're gonna be traveling around, you know, with you. It's literally in your hands, it's a little bit bigger than a phone, like, it's two larger phones put together, essentially. It's 10.5 screen, so it's a big tablet. It's about that size. You can watch movies and stuff with it, it's really cool for that. But there's also other cheaper tablets, so I wouldn't necessarily buy a Switch if you just want to watch movies and listen to songs and whatnot. So the specs of it, you're going to have a little bit of that processing power in the dock. It's going to be different than what you have in your hands. Otherwise, like, if you have it on the dock, like, why even watch on a bigger screen? Like, it has to have a different processing, different specs to it. And it does. It does, you know, essentially overclock it. It's not really actually overclocking it, but it's kind of like that, where it's like supercharged in the dock, so it looks better. It's going to run smoother on a big screen, because it has to. Like, it just can't function.
I was told that it's 60 frames, if I recall. We might have to research that. But right now, I mean, I don't know how the capacity, where this they're going to go with it.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's only 60 frames, and if virtual reality stuff, like, I'm into virtual reality.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
My company I'm working for is trying to get involved doing virtual reality video games. And if that's the future, the Switch is like, it's a waste of money if all these other companies, all these other businesses are platform developers, they're going to make games for virtual reality. Where's Switch going with this? I understand the target. It's to go. It's like to go platform or whatever. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But to go platform would mean also we have our cell phones. I mean, just make a more powerful cell phone and add the same type of idea, whatever, with the Switch with your cell phone. If you want to do that, good, do that. But
yeah, I don't know. That's kind of how I am with the virtual reality stuff. You know, I have a friend of mine who loves, he's actually bought an Xbox Scorpio, whatever it's called. He pre-ordered it, or if it's already out, you know. he's got it just because of the 4K resolution upgrade. But for me, like, in the 4K TVs, he has one, and it's still, you know, you have to get 4K content. For me, like, I don't think that's the way to go. Like, I think we've mentioned this before. Like, for gaming especially, it's going to be virtual reality. Like, yes, it's going to be cool that the screen is huge, and it looks even better, and the depth is insane, and the colors pop, and the 60,000 frames per second. It won't compete to a device right here placed in front of your eyes, especially for me. I have corrected lenses, where if I wear a virtual reality mask, I don't have to wear my glasses.
They are going to have... Virtual reality is going to be self... Correcting. Yes.
It's gonna have a sensor where you can tell, you know, where it's gonna either you adjust it or maybe it's gonna self adjust. I don't know.
It's supposed to have self adjusting.
Okay. So like you can tell, hey, this isn't gonna be good enough for my own eyes. Okay, it will adjust to increase that resolution for your eyes.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I'm excited for.
Well, right now they don't have that particularly.
Yeah.
But they are, that's the technology and that's where they're working on right now. I mean, I have the PlayStation VR. There's not enough content right now.
Yeah, that's a sad thing. It will. It's going to.
And then everybody knows. All these developers are buying up. They know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't spend billions of dollars investing if they didn't know that there is potential in this, the world of the VR.
It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. It's going to be really cool to see how that works, like, with, like, split screen and whatnot. The only thing is, like, granted, you don't even really have that too much. Like, I never have, hey, you know, four of my friends come over to my house, watch me play a video game. Like, I don't have that. I don't know who does. So that, you know, for anyone who does have that, like, you're taking that aspect away because... The virtual reality, once it goes on your face, like, it's not on the TV, right? Your TV's off.
You can see it. Other people can watch it.
Okay, so you can watch it on...
There is games that you share play... You play while they're other in the room, and you don't see what they see.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a game, for listeners, they've probably seen this, I don't know, called Playroom VR for PlayStation. And there's a game that you're like, okay, you're a Ghostbuster. So you go into this mansion... While there's three other controllers sitting on the couch and you have the VR on, you don't see the ghost. The people on the couch have to tell you there's a ghost. What? There's a ghost there to the left. There's a ghost here to the right.
Never seen
it's
that
pretty
before.
Cool. Yeah. I like that. So there is that share part. That's a party game.
Yeah.
And I can, that's what, they'll enjoy that. But there's a majority of the people who are going to play VR. They're playing it to experience it first eye and to go into a world, completely 360, immersive, completely all, it's all about immersion or whatever the word is.
Yeah.
Immersiveness. That's what VR is going to be about. And so I, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah. It's going to be huge because like, I mean, imagine that, like you're playing a racing game and you're literally in the driver's seat going down, like, you know, the car is all around you. You're playing a first person shooter game. The bullets are literally whizzing past you. There's explosions going off, like Call of Duty, you know, whatever, Halo, whatever it's going to be, Destiny 4, Destiny 3. Imagine that being virtual reality. That's going to be insane. Like Overwatch, it's a huge game for me. Like, you know, you have Reinhardt, you have Zenyatta zipping past you, Tracer is zipping around, and, you know, you're fully immersed in the game, like you mentioned. But, like, I know a huge trend right now is the jump scare games. Because it's very story-based, but you get to a point, and boom, all of a sudden this giant thing comes out at you. Like, I don't like being jump scared. Like, that's not my thing. I don't watch those movies. I don't play those games. I don't like it. Don't like that feeling. Other people do. It's funny, and they can stream it and get paid. That's cool for them. And I could just imagine the different experience and the different reactions that's going to happen when it's virtual reality.
Like, I think why insane. That is the viral buzz. That's what's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The viral buzz of sharing the experience of what, oh my God, he's scared.
Yeah.
It's funny. Aspect. It's funny.
To watch people. Okay.
I want to watch it. Yeah. Making fun of other people and stuff. I think that's why we see a lot of that is just the humor.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's super, super future stuff. But I mean, it's here. So if you want to go out, you can buy a PlayStation VR. Does Xbox have one?
They're working on the Oculus, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they don't have one yet, so ha ha ha. jokes on your Xbox. PlayStation's good. Better again. I'm just kidding. Love,
they're love just, you all. They're ahead. I think PlayStation 4 is ahead of Xbox, and they're always ahead of Xbox.
Yeah, yeah. In sales, and games, and fun, and entertainment. I'm
just you can tell, we are PlayStation 4 fans.
I don't, like, I know a few friends that have Xboxes, but I've yet to find a friend that has an Xbox that's like, oh, I only play it because of this exclusive title or because of all the exclusive titles they have. Like, for me, like, I've heard a couple people, like, I literally bought a PS4 because of, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn, like, because of Overwatch, or, like, Overwatch, not because you can play it on the console, but I've heard of people playing it. Kingdom Hearts, there we go. They just remastered that one. That's the one I'm playing on. They released that, and they're like, I just bought PS4 because of that.
The best exclusive games are on PlayStation.
Yes, And, like, God of War, which that is one I'm excited for. It hasn't been confirmed to come out this year, though, which is kind of sad, but it looks really cool because they're changing it from the Greek mythology, I think it was in the past, Greek or Roman. They're now going to do Norse mythology, which is pretty cool. I'm excited for that. And it's a whole new character kind of thing, and you're kind of in a whole,
father.
Yeah, you're in a whole different world, so I'll be starting at that one, and I'm excited for that later this year, maybe, or early next year. So, we'll see. Yeah, so, yeah, we are kind of PlayStation biased, but all my friends who have Xbox, it's because my other friends have Xbox. That's the only reason why they have it. So, it should be interesting how it works, and, like, maybe Xbox has to step it up more in terms of, I don't know, whatever. But they'll have to step it up more, because with these cross-platforming, that's not going to be anyone's excuse. Like, you can't be like, oh, I'm going to just get an Xbox because all my other friends have it. No, it's not an issue anymore, because you have PlayStation and Xbox can team up together. So we'll see what happens. It's really soon, and hopefully this summer we'll be doing that. Virtual reality. Is there anything coming out, do you know, for virtual reality, like, big this year?
There's another Star Wars they talk about.
Oh, that'd be cool.
They're working for the virtual reality. There's a couple, I can't think of offhand. There's this movie that's coming up called Ready Player One. I don't know if you heard about it. Steven Spielberg is working on it. And it is about a virtual reality world.
Okay,
very cool. You should check out, there's a book. It's based on a book called Ready Player One. I can't recall the name of the writer of the book. They're going to make a video game that's going to be a virtual reality game. And they're going to actually have content in the movie to use to have a virtual reality world. I believe what I hear, Steven Spielberg is having a video game. We don't know the name of the developer that's working on a virtual reality game that's supposed to be based on this movie, for what I hear.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a pretty exciting, because that's, I don't know, you have to, you need to read the book. I don't know how much time you have, you're busy working and stuff, but. Yeah,
I'll have to check it out, Ready Player One.
Player One.
Okay, that sounds cool then.
It will inspire people, I believe.
That'll be awesome. Yeah, I'm excited for that. That's like my big thing for like future gaming. I'm not going down for like 4K stuff. That's not something for me. I want virtual reality. I want that full immersion, like what you're talking about. But yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, I really can't think of anything else right now.
Alrighty. Well, this is Ryan signing off for Brennan. Go forth and do great things.